puppet. You've been a
bonehead. You're a big dummy. Doc and Woody think it's fine. It's not
for bonehead. Bonehead.
All right, this is our first, I was going to say bonehead nominee of the week, but I don't know. Listen to what this fine listener has to say.
I know he used to do bonehead of the week. Well, I think my husband has it hands down this week. He went out to start the snowblower, and he took the tarp off and shook the ice and everything. Started the snowblower for 15 minutes, and he thought, well, I better not put the tarp back on it right now. It'll be hot. And he decided to touch it with his hand to see if it was hot and burnt his fingers. So I think he's the bonehead of the week.
Well, no. Things happen like that. I mean, you
nominate your own husband.
After Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know about bonehead of the week, but she's right up there with wife of the year.
No, I think he's brilliant because look at it. Look at this snow day we have here today. He's got a burned hand. There's no way he can go out and snow blow the driveway. Just she's going to have to do
absolutely
it.
Absolutely brilliant.
Good point. Yes. Good point. Yeah. So I'd say, no, I mean, these things, you do stupid things, right? Yeah.
And how else is he going to know when to put the tarp on?
Yeah.
He's got to keep touching it.
It's not like he licked it or anything. Yeah.
I mean, don't you occasionally touch the iron when your wife leaves it out?
Just to see?
Yeah, I do that all the time.
Just to see whether it's ready to be put away?
Ah! Yeah. Yeah, but more than once, Randall?
Oh, yeah, I do it all the time.
Ow! Ow! Ow!
A slow learner.
I inadvertently put my wife's iPod Shuffle in the wash yesterday.
Ooh.
And apparently, I mean, it looks great. It's like shiny and clean. But apparently they don't work after you do that.
Oh, well, put it in the dryer.
In the dryer. Tumble dried it right away, man.
You dummy.
In some rice, right? You put the rice in the dryer.
In the dryer.
So you're in the serious doghouse.
Oh, I am, yeah.
Well, again.
It happens.
Oh, yeah.
These things happen.
It happens a lot to you, though.
Inadvertently.
Whoa.
I'm a bit of a bonehead sometimes. So I can't throw this guy under the bus like that. It's
definitely not
fair. No way. Not going to happen.
Not even throwing him under a walking bus?
No.
No?
Oh, my God. Have you heard of these walking buses?
They're everywhere, apparently.
This is a thing. You wake up one day and you learn something new, and then you find out everybody else knew about it. That they have these, it's the kids.
It's a walking
They all
school
meet
bus.
Each other, and there's a safety person who walks them to school.
Yeah.
And then we got word that the walking buses have been canceled today, along with the motorized buses.
Oh, wow.
Which got Woody thinking about the Christopher walking bus.
Stay together, kids. You know, I feel sorry for the people who get picked up by a walking ambulance.
Especially who does the siren.
Whee!
Doc and Woody, every weekday morning, 5:30 to 9, Shea 106.